This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you guys on here. As today, I wanted to talk about something that I think it's a challenge for a lot of people. Now, I'm really just throwing that out there. You know, in my journey in coaching with hundreds of entrepreneurs, my own personal experiences, and talking with other people, there's something about we've instilled this fear to worry about the future in some way, shape, or form. Now, you may say, I don't worry about the future, or I don't ever have an issue with it. There's some attribute that affects us in some way about it. For me, health, I usually don't worry too much. I know a lot about health. I also know people who are smarter than me when it comes to health, to where if I ever had a concern that's outside my realm, I can't figure out, I know who to reach out to. So health has never really been a concern. It used to be back in the day, but ever since I got into the world of health through chiropractic, energy healing, and nutrition, and herbology, and all the fun stuff that I've learned over the time, my fear of that is not there. But there are other things that people have that maybe it's money. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's XYZ. One thing I know for sure is there's one thing that we all have that weakens our knees and makes us worry in some way, shape, or form. But really, what is that aspect of worry? And we have to take a step back here. All right, we got to take a step back and look at our life, because it comes from our programming and conditioning. Something we experienced early on in our life made us believe that this wasn't XYZ, whatever that may be. Now, let me give you an example. Like for me, I know that certain things can get me into a worried state. And the reason why is lack of support. When you don't have a specific lack of support system in a specific way. I'm not saying I didn't grow up without a support system. I did in certain things, but there were certain things that I didn't get that support system. And because of that, it puts me in a state of lack of trusting myself. I second guess myself. I'll question to see if can I actually do something like this? And through my experiences in life, I mean, I have overcome a lot. I've challenged myself. I put my head down when things were scary, even when that you get that pitting feeling in your stomach. And, it, you know, sometimes people get sleepless nights and whatnot. You still move forward. I was able to do that because I had a strong mind that led me to continue to move forward. But even though I had success in those processes, it still affected me and it still affects me to one same way, shape, or form. And it will. I've learned to discover and become more aware of the pattern. But let me tell you, the subconscious mind, this program stuff, it's real. I mean, it is amazing how it has a hold on your life. It literally, I will respond in a certain way and I can tell my wife, I know this is my conditioning. I am absolutely 100% certain I know this is it. And here it is, my knee-jerk reaction. Here it is showing up. And there are ways to get out of it. There are ways to recenter. There's ways to balance. But before I get into that for this episode, let's dive into really, let's look at the fear. Because let's really be honest with yourself, right? Whether it's in business, a relationship, in your life, maybe it's, you know, if you're a mom, like for me, it's amazing. I've been a dad for a year. And it's one of those things where my daughter will do certain things and I'll react. My wife's like, I've never seen you be like this. I'm like, you know what? I never was like this until I had a kid. I'm concerned for her well-being. And she's like, but she's fine. I know that, but it's just an instinct that comes out of me. I'm always making sure she's safe, making sure less harm. Like if she's going to go walk on cement, I don't like it because she could skid her knees, you know? And it's just one of those things like, but at the same token, I know I have to let her be. I have to let her explore. She's going to fall down. She's going to get hurt. And it's instead of me trying to prevent that, it's helping support her through that process. And so there's a lot of things that go through my mind and through my life when it comes to those aspects. But let's really get down to this. We have been conditioned since the early times to fear something out there that is what can be, may it be a saber-toothed tiger in the caveman days, right? You heard the little rustling in the woods and we thought, oh my goodness, it could be a lion, it could be this. And those who worried survived. Those who said, it's just somebody walking by. It might be a little frog jumping around. They're not here to continue on that lineage. So we built this in. And in today's world, there is fear, the fear of missing out, fear of so many different things, fear of recession, war, health, a virus, whatever that may be. There's these fears that are perpetuated on the mind to make you feel and believe into something. And when you believe it, it becomes more real for the human experience. And the more people believe it, the more it becomes that reality. I shared this in my book called Decoding the Matrix. Highly recommend getting out. You can get it everywhere on Amazon and so forth. Little easy sale pitch there. But at the end of the day, there is so much fear that's coming out. And I believe that in these times, there should be less fear, but we have more of it. There should be less stress, but we have more of it. There should be less worry, but we have more of it. And why do we allow fear to happen? Why do we allow fear to show up in our life? You know, I've done podcasts. When I first started doing this podcast, I talked about fear being the dream killer. I talked about fear being something that it can motivate you if you know how to transmute that energy. But let's get to the basic of this whole entire episode. Fear is lacking your trust in yourself and lacking your trust in God, the universe, all that is. It doesn't matter what the label is. And you do not believe that it is there to support you. You do not believe that you can do this. You don't believe that you are able to. You don't realize the power of what you are and who you are. When humans allow fear to grasp them and affect them, what it's like is, if you've ever seen a circus and you see this big elephant, it has a little rope on its leg and it's onto this little post. And you sit there and you go, why doesn't it just rip the post out? Why does it's so powerful, it can just take one step without even putting much effort and it'll pull it right out of the ground and be free. But it doesn't. You see, what happened to humans is we've lost the aspect of understanding our power, our strength. We've lost the aspect of understanding who we really are. And so at the end of the day, we're like an elephant who has a rope on its leg, not understanding its true power because we've been conditioned. You see, those elephants, they take them as babies. when they don't have enough power, and they put a rope on them and they try pulling and pulling and they can't pull, they can't break the post. So eventually they give in and give up. And so many people in life do this. They settle and settle for comfort, whether they're really striving and stretching and getting uncomfortable to really discover more who they are and what they truly desire in life. And so what ends up happening is we're like that. Another example could be, you've heard this story before, a lot of self-help people use it, and it's the whole flea concept. I think the flea has, based on its size, its vertical leap is like astronomically high, the amount of how much height they can jump. And what happened is the conditioning process is like putting a fleas in a jar where they try to jump and they hit the lid. And there comes a point they give in. And then what that does is they just allow that height of jumping just to miss the lid just by an inch. And then they become, when you let them free, they've been conditioned to think that's what they are. And that's the only thing they can do. And they continue that. And the scary thing about this is that not only the fleas will continue to do that, but their offsprings do it too.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. And so when I say humans have lost the understanding of the power of who they are, it's a genetic presentation. It's an epigenetic process. We've conditioned ourselves to believe that to be true. You see, if we truly understand our power, if we truly understand who we really are, then there's no such need for fear. All things are always working out for your greatest good. Whether you can't see it in the moment or not, no matter how bad things are showing up, it always is. And I think this is where, you know, in my coaching, I try to teach a lot of my clients about, you know, tapping into their inner power. So one of the things I really try to reference them back to, yeah, I'm a business coach, and about 90% of the time I'm working on total things that are not related to business. It's going to affect their business, but it's not related to business directly. And I think the more I've been getting into coaching, especially since I've done it full-time, it's even more of a higher percentage. I probably think it's almost 95%. Because at the end of the day, my clients that thrive, I'm not going to say all clients thrive. They all have their things that they're going through. But my clients that really have big breakouts, you know, one client tripled his business in just 3-4 months of working with me. It wasn't me. I only guided them through a process. They realized that they did the work. They should get the credit. You know, it's one of those things that I'm not even getting on a soapbox here, because so many times people want to take credit for other people's success when really you have just a fraction of what you do to them. Even if you're a coach, as a chiropractor, I tell patients all the time, I'm less than 1% of the responsible for your results. Less than 1%. And I'm like, no, doctor, you've got to give yourself more credit. I can't. As much as I appreciate that, I can't. At the end of the day, it's you. At the end of the day, it's your body. At the end of the day, it's you showing up. Same thing with my clients. They do the work. They do the inner work, the painful stuff. The stuff that's holding them really back, the ball and chain, invisible ball and chain they don't see. And when they start to tap into that inner power and start to realize it, things shift. And sometimes for some of my clients, it can be quick 2, 3, 4 months of a massive shift that goes on in their life. And some may take a little longer. It doesn't mean one better than the other. A lot of times our mind wants to see it that way, but it has nothing to do with that. And so getting back to the point is you have to realize that, and this is something you just have to understand. You either believe this or you don't. You hold yourself back or you truly believe this to be true, that you are more powerful than you can ever imagine. No one knows the limit to you. No one. I don't care where you are in your life. Doesn't matter if you're struggling financially, struggling in relationships, you have a health condition that you've been trying to work through, you know, whatever that may be. Know that no one can tell you this is permanent unless you do. No one can tell you that you can't, you're never going to change unless you do. No one can ever tell you that you won't be something unless you do. And I hope you're catching the theme with that. And it's not just you telling it, you have to believe it at all costs, no matter what. I'll tell you, when I was going through my first year and a half in business, and it was not, I mean, it was just, my mind was so stuck on scarcity. And it was one of those things where I kept seeing, because I was so stuck and focused on scarcity, I kept seeing more and more of the scarcity that was showing up. The lack of funds coming in, the more debt piling up, the more fear kicking in, the more worry. And my health was deteriorating, not in that negative way, but it took a lot of stress on me, where I remember my back went out. And it was, I couldn't believe it. First time ever in my life, my back goes out. And I'm like 28 at the time, 27, 28. And I was so shocked on how I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of the car. It was, oh my God, unbearable. And it lasted for 3-4 days, but that wasn't my wake up call to realize that my mind was really stressing my body and putting it in this state. But I've been there with the pitting stomach, the upset stomach. Sometimes you just don't know. You worry, you're scared, you're shaken. I've been there. And I can tell you, being through this a couple times, that sticking through it and realizing what you're focusing on is going to be the clearest sign to where your mind's at. A lot of times we can't understand. Like sometimes we're like, well, I'm focusing on the positive. I'm doing my affirmations. I'm doing X, Y, Z. But what's the bottom driver that's doing it all, right? Are you in a mindset where you're reacting, right? Like, oh my God, I have this fear, so I have to do this. Oh my God, I have this, so I have to tap. Oh my God, I have this, so I have to do this. And a lot of times people are reacting and they're still in that state. So they're doing something out of a state of scarcity. So what that means is that you're still in a scarcity mode. You're just doing something to think to yourself, okay, I do this. It's going to get me out of scarcity mind and it'll put me back in my place. And it's a doing aspect rather than the believing. Because those feelings are going to keep showing up. I have friends that, you know, I've had clients that did this where they would use like breath work and meditation and tapping and affirmations and journaling and gratitude. They're like, I have to do this because I keep going in this state. I have to do this because X, Y, Z. And I'm like, you're saying I have to, which means you're forcing, which means you're coming from lack, which is not your true power. If you don't feel inspired to do it, then don't do it. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what the science says. If you don't feel inspired to do it and you're not excited, you're forcing. And it's not going to get you anywhere. Or you may get to where you want, like it happened to me. I forced myself to the level of success where I was one of the top percent chiropractors in the United States. And it was one of those things where that was great, but it cost me 4 to 6 months every time being burned out. It cost me health issues. It cost me not to have the best relationship. It cost me not to be in the best shape of my health, best health, and so many other things. So understand. So number one, just to tie this all together for this episode, number one, no one can measure your limit. Number two, you got to believe in yourself. Find one attribute. And if you can't, take a moment and look back in your past when all doubt was against you, all things were against you in some way, shape, or form, and it worked out. Use that as your belief. Use not belief. Use it as your proof that this is possible again for you. Because if you've done it once, you can do it again. Number three, you have to be excited and inspired to do certain things. So what that means is that you have to be inspired to want to maybe meditate or, you know, get that curiosity feeling to come up. Follow that. It'll never guide you in the wrong way. I can promise you that. And number four, if you feel like you are reacting and have to do something, whether it's in business, and a lot of times I tell my clients, take a step back instead of a step forward. When you're stressed out and you're worrying and all these different things, take a step back. Go connect with nature. To me, nature is my church. So get out into nature and connect. Put your feet in the ground. Look in the sun the first thing in the morning, right? It's just getting to the horizon, right? Connect and do something fun. And the reason why some people say, no, I can't do that. I can't afford a day to do that. Well, you can't afford not to. Because if you don't reset, you're going to keep staying in that scarcity. you're going to keep the energy static and chaotic, which is only going to create more of that. You have to take the time to center. You have to take the time to do that. And when you're worrying about things, stop. I'm not going to say not to worry. Be human about it. Go through the emotions. But take more time for yourself. And then there will come a point when that feelings will start to dismiss a little bit. And you have a chance. You have a little bit of a feeling of hope. You start to see a little bit of feeling of confidence coming back. And you want to get a little creative. And you get excited about something. You put your energy back into that. And it'll take it from there.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So that's what I got for you guys today. I hope this helps in some way. I felt like it was needed. And just from conversations I've been having with clients and potential clients and talking with people, I really felt inspired to create this episode. Please do me a favor. Let me know either on social media, send me an email at drvic@empoweryourreality.com, and just let us know what you thought and how did you feel about it. And if you need any help with any of this, let us know. Like I said, at the bottom of the show notes, you can always get on a call with me. I work specifically with business owners right now. If you are not a business owner, there are online classes I have and so forth to help you, stuff with money, stuff to help break through some of these patterns and so forth. We're going to be putting up another course called How to Break Free from the Subconscious Mind and talk all about that. We're going to be coming out with that. It's probably not going to be till fall. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.